Okay, let's talk about vaping just for a moment, because vaping in schools is an issue that is becoming more and more and more common. But why is this happening? Dr. Monica Perez is here to tell us about the harmful effects of vaping and why it shouldn't be underestimated. Dr. Monica is a practicing GP in Cork City and also uses social media to answer health concerns in a fun and easy to understand way. We'll get all her details of where you can catch her online a little later on. Monica, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Jennifer. How are you?
I'm good, and thanks for doing this. Can we start off, can you just tell us a bit more about yourself, first of all, what you do and the type of advice you give online?
Okay, thanks for having me on, first of all. So, like you said, my name is Dr. Monica Perez-Oike. I am a GP and I'm currently based in Cork. I am a graduate of Trinity College. And so over the past few years, I've used my social media pages, so that my TikTok and my Instagram, to deliver like easy to understand health information videos, mainly on women's health, but also on general health as well. During the height of the pandemic, I was putting out a lot of information about COVID and vaccines, just kind of ease people's anxiety, and thankfully I think it helps. So yeah, so that's a bit of what I do.
Okay, now let's talk about vaping. Is it a topic that has come up in your practice more than ever now?
I suppose it comes up in the sense that when I'm talking about smoking cessation, and some people might be thinking also, will I start vaping instead? My blanket answer is no, I do not recommend it as a means of smoking cessation. Yes, people feel like it's less harmful, but there's still some harm with this. And also sometimes in the course of my younger population, just asking them about smoking, I always have to ask about vaping as well, because people don't consider both of them the same, but they're more or less, they're both harmful to people.
So you ask a young adult, do you smoke? They say, no, but I vape. Is that the answer you're getting? Okay, I get it. Okay, so let's talk about the effects of vaping, just in general. What are the effects?
So the effects of vaping, so when we talk about vaping, we're talking about this liquid that is heated up. And it, yes, in terms of cigarettes, it doesn't have as much harmful chemicals as your usual like tobacco would have. But some of the vapes still contain nicotine. And then so the effects of it would be they could have dangers to your lungs, and they also have dangers to the heart as well, because nicotine is an addictive substance and it could pose like things to lead to like even like heart disease. And then something that actually came out from a research not too long ago, I think it was published in a UK journal, is about even the containers as well could be harmful, that they contain like things like lead and chromium and things like that. So, yeah, not great.
What makes them so attractive to young adults and kids?
I think initially when it came out, they posed them as like an easy way to stop smoking. Mm. And then previously, I suppose, younger people, they could get it. They are brightly coloured. They have flavours in them. They don't smoke. They don't smell as bad. So you can do them in school, in your school bathroom. So it was quite attractive. And the fact that they are disposable as well. And I also have to do a lot with the packaging. Like if you look at the packaging of a cigarette, you see like several pictures on it that could deter you from smoking. Meanwhile, you look at a vape, it's pretty. It's pretty to look at. So why not use it, you know? Mm. But then again, the way it's marketed, it doesn't really, I think it masks the harm that it actually does.
Of course. There was an article this week that said 8 children from a single school in the UK were hospitalised after vaping. Do you know what happened there?
Yeah, I read that article. So I think it wasn't all at once. It was a space of a couple of months. But it's basically most of them had lung issues, and then they found out that they were vaping basically. So, but I'm not actually surprised at that. I live close to a school as well. And on my days off, sometimes, oh my God, it wrecks my head. I just see young kids, I'm sure they're like about 15, 16, or even like ones that are just in first year. And I can see them passing the vapes as they're walking down. And I'm just like, oh my goodness, like literally, by the time they get home, they probably like finished it. It doesn't smell as bad. So
they
sometimes
they're
not. Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I'm not surprised at that as well. Even I think in about 2020, something happened in America that over 2,000 people were hospitalized due to vaping induced lung injury, and a couple of people passed away, and the majority of people were young adults as well. So it is something that it's quite bad, and I think I'm so glad we're talking about it.
It must be highly addictive.
Yes, definitely, in terms of lifestyle and also the content of it. So even though it doesn't have like the harmful effects that comes with tobacco, it still has nicotine. Most of them will have nicotine as well.
Sure.
So nicotine is an addictive substance. It provides pleasure to that area of your brain, and then it's a repeated act, because obviously it looks pretty. I have people that go on holidays that will say, oh yeah, we just vape. I think I met a patient that actually went on holidays, vape for like a day or two, and then literally had terrible respiratory lung injury for a while, and all it could point out is that, oh yeah, I was vaping during holidays.
My God. So what advice would you give to younger listeners that have, I don't know, maybe just started vaping?
I would really advise them to stop and know that we're not judgmental, we're not judging you, or it's just the harm that it could pose. It could also be a gateway to actual smoking as well, which is just as bad. So please stop. Don't give in to peer pressure. There's nothing good. There's nothing fancy about vaping.
I think that's a mindset we need to get out of. It's not just a gateway to smoking. It is similar to smoking. So if you're saying that you're not smoking but you're vaping, it's practically the same thing. It does do untold damage to your lungs.
Yes.
And it is filled with nicotine. Now, we saw a law come in this week in Ireland to say that it will not be illegal for adults to buy vapes for children. It sounds quite bonkers, even just reading it out. But what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, like you said, bonkers. It's absolutely ridiculous. So that is just exactly what I'm saying. So they're trying to say, okay, it's less harmful than cigarettes, and not because it is illegal for an adult to buy cigarettes for a child. So why can't you have the same for a vape as well, when we know that? And because vapes are only in the last couple of years, so we really don't know the extent of damage that they could pose. So why not create a law that actually could prevent people, especially younger adults, from getting into this? But yeah, I suppose
that is crazy. And I suppose it's all about educating, not just young adults and teenagers about vaping. It's educating ourselves and parents and teachers. I just got a text in, Monica, saying, Jen, any advice for a parent of a teenager who is vaping? She's only in first year in school, and she believes it's not as bad as smoking.
Oh, jeez, my heart breaks. So I suppose what I would advise is, I'm glad that it depends on the communication you have on your child, or with your child rather. And if you go to maybe a counseling, they could help with that. So just talk about it, and maybe talk about the harmful effects of it.
The harmful effects, yeah. It's not all vanilla and, all these sweet tastes and, colourful packaging. They do untold damage. Okay, if people want to follow you online to keep up to date with your advice, Monica, where can they go?
Oh, yeah. So you can find me on TikTok as Dr. Blondie Perez. And then on Instagram, you can find me as Blondie Perez. Or if you just, if you Google my name, actually, Dr. Monica Perez, you should find me as well.
Amazing. So. Listen, thank you for all the sound advice. Thank you so much for joining us today. Lots of texts coming in on vaping. I'll get to them in a second. But Dr. Monica Perez is a practicing GP in Cork City and also uses social media to answer health concerns. You can follow her. Just Google and find Monica Perez, P-E-R-E-S. Keep your texts coming in. Have you experience with this topic? Kids vaping in schools. Have you seen it? Is your kid vaping? Are you vaping? Do you think you're addicted? Is it something or do you think you can give up at any time? I'd love to hear from you. 51552. The WhatsApp is 087-187-9200. Jen Zamparelli on RTE 2FM.